megastars like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, of course, always have the camera lens on them wherever they are. But is it too much? Corinne Winter joins us live from Hollywood with the details now on the stars and the paparazzi. This is kind of an odd relationship, Corinne, because they love them and then they hate them.
You're so right. It's a love-hate type of blend. And, Nicole, it looks like it's time for another face-off between celebrities and, you guessed it, the paparazzi. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are threatening legal action to protect their privacy from paparazzi armed with telephoto lenses. In a letter published by The Smoking Gun, Pitt's lawyers say that pictures of the couple and their children were taken while they were on their private property. Now, the letter threatens legal action and says they will seek substantial damages if those photos are published. Courts in France, by the way, have a reputation of taking cases dealing with invasion of privacy extremely seriously. Actress Sienna Miller may also take legal action against some photographers. According to People.com, she's suing two British newspapers that published topless photos of her with a married actor, Balthazar Getty. After the photos were published, Getty issued a statement saying that he and the mother of his four children were separating. Now, back in December, Miller won a suit against the same two papers for publishing intrusive shots of her as she was filming a nude scene for a movie. So, Nicole, obviously privacy, it's a precious commodity that can be difficult for these celebrities to find.
Yeah, indeed. Everybody wants a little bit of privacy. But, you know, 50 Cent, not so much. Did I say it right? He's out there in the public eye suing Taco Bell, and he's not keeping quiet about it.
That's right. I don't think 50, Nicole, will be making a run for the border anytime soon. Taco Bell ran an ad asking 50 Cent to change his nickname for a day to 79 or 89 or even 99 Cent. They're trying to promote a new value menu, but the problem is they never spoke with the rapper, whose real name is Curtis Jackson, before they printed the ad. So 50 Cent is suing Taco Bell for $4 million since they used his name without permission. If he gets it, Nicole, it would buy a whole lot of burritos, particularly on that new value menu. And if you're Taco Bell, well, all of this publicity might be worth whatever they end up paying in legal bills. So is it a win-win situation here, I guess, for both?
I don't know. Does he get a chalupa or something? And he wins?
A little extra added in.
I don't think he needs all that. Interesting. Very interesting indeed.
He's pretty comfortable.
You can't make this stuff up. Hollywood, I mean, writes the stories for you.
Corinne, and we just report it.
Yeah, right. It's pretty cut and dried. Let's talk about the weekend movies. Last weekend, Big, Mamma Mia. We also had A Dark Knight. Anything good this weekend?
Well, I'm thinking it could be The X-Files, Nicole, which, by the way, premiered last night in Hollywood. The X-Files, I want to believe, it's based on the popular TV show. It opens everywhere July 25th. And many of the fans of the series can truly be called fanatics. And they lined Hollywood Boulevard on Wednesday to welcome back Scully and Mulder. In true X-Files fashion, the storyline has been kept under wraps, although some reviews for the film, they've been mixed. Of course, The X-Files faces some very stiff competition, as The Dark Knight is still bringing in millions of dollars every day. And also, the Will Ferrell comedy, Step Brothers, premieres on Friday as well. So, quite a big lineup there. And a huge lineup as well tonight on Showbiz Tonight. Hulk Hogan speaks out from the controversial jailhouse tape to his failed marriage. Hogan isn't holding anything back. How does he really feel about his ex-wife's relationship with a 19-year-old? Can Hulk weather this storm? Showbiz Tonight with a dramatic new interview at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Nicole?
Thanks so much, Corinne.